bc.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. BUC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A U.S. Army captain was on the plane that crashed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A close friend of Captain Antoine Lewis says he was one of the 8 Americans killed in Ethiopia Sunday.
Someone that knew my children, played around with my kids. I know his mother and father, and so truly devastated.
Sheila Chalmers Kern is village president in Matteson, Illinois. It's the second crash in less than 6 months involving the same type of jet, a Boeing 737 MAX 8. It's still flying in the U.S., but not in some other countries. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Singapore, Australia, and Malaysia among the latest countries to ground the 737 MAX 8. A number of airlines have also stopped using it, some of them pointing to concerns from customers. The Ethiopian crash follows another in Indonesia in October. Boeing says it has no reason to ground the plane. It says a software update is due to be rolled out in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, experts from the U.S. have arrived in Ethiopia to assist local investigators. Dave?
Simon, Honda needs to fix some recalled cars again, issuing another recall for 1.2 million vehicles, Hondas and Acuras with model years 2001 to 2016, that have replacement Takata airbag inflators, which could also explode in a deadly malfunction. Any American diplomats or embassy personnel still in Venezuela were told late last night to leave the country with a 5-day power outage, adding to the political chaos.
Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting.
Secretary of State Pompeo, the U.S. backs the opposition leader and continues to urge disputed Venezuelan President Maduro to step down. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing back at some House Democrats who keep pushing for impeaching President Trump. She tells CBS on Twitter.
It divides the country unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
Pelosi told the Washington Post, unless it's bipartisan, the president's just not worth it. There was a bit of inflation last month. Consumer prices rose 0.2% in part because gas costs more. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There is another Brexit vote looming today in London as the messy divorce with the European Union drags on.
Now is the time to come together, to back this improved Brexit deal, and to deliver on the instruction of the British people.
Prime Minister Theresa May was in Brussels last night getting more concessions from EU leaders who now say there won't be any more. A few months ago, May's last plan was overwhelmingly voted down in Britain's parliament.
If today's vote at 3 o'clock does not pass, well, there are very few options left. One is to delay Brexit, ask for an extension, try to get more concessions. The other is that on March 29th, 17 days from now, the UK crashes out of the EU with no deals in place, and that is widely seen as an economic catastrophe waiting to happen.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. They're starting to pick a jury about now in Pennsylvania. In the case against a white former police officer in East Pittsburgh who's charged with homicide in a shooting death last summer of an unarmed black teenager. A star UFC fighter busted again. This time Conor McGregor in trouble in Florida.
Not even 8 months since mixed martial artist Conor McGregor smashed a bus window with a hand dolly in Brooklyn, New York. He allegedly smashed somebody's cell phone in Miami Beach early Monday morning. According to the police report, which appears to be confirmed by surveillance video, McGregor accused of taking somebody's cell phone, who was trying to photograph him as he left a club at the Fountain Blue Hotel around 5 a.m. Monday morning. McGregor allegedly stomped on the phone repeatedly then picked it up and left. He was charged with two felonies, strong-arm robbery and criminal mischief. McGregor held for around 4 hours and released on $12,500 bond. Jared Max, Fox News.
In college basketball, two more teams won their conference championships to earn automatic bids into the NCAA tournament, 20th-ranked Wofford and Iona. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In Champaign, the school board has decided to up the spending on a couple of projects. The board is spending more than $10 million to improve Edison Middle School, and more than $45,000 will be put toward improvements at Spalding Park. WCIA says the original plan was to spend that much on Edison before taxpayers voted on a referendum. Now the money will come out of the district savings. The board also approved adding more than $900,000 for Southside. The University of Illinois at Chicago is offering some help to students who want to become high school art teachers. The school said it's giving students who are pursuing an undergraduate degree in studio art the chance to get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Arts Education plus a professional teaching license. The AP says because the school has a high level of diversity in students, the hope is that the effort will help with demand for more teachers of color in the state and the country. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Up to 51, down to 41. Got some clouds today. Morning showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high 61, low 55. Windy coming into Thursday. Scattered thunderstorm chance at 80%, high 62. Only up to 39 come Friday, but inside 40 over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 30 on ESPN 93.5.
I was talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
And,
plenty of texts coming in to 359-2255.
Well,
in fact, the latest says 10,000 of her followers are unemployed.
Well, it would give them time,
right,
to do something. Here's an example of her talking about Israel and Palestine.
Yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
You used the term the occupation of Palestine.
Mm.
What did you mean by that?
Yeah. Okay, 809.
Well, I mean, at least you said I'm not the expert on this.
Yeah, that's true. She, yeah, she's got the attention of everybody watching. There's no doubt about it. We're watching AOC.
I ran because I felt like we could do better and that we could be better as a country. And I looked around.
Okay, I ran because I thought we could do better and be better. And they just, oh, That's what I'm talking about. It's just, like, amazing.
Okay.
Everything you say is, like, incredible.
You know, the benefit of capitalism is that you engage in voluntary trade. It is the system that, unlike...
This is the interviewer asking the question.
Like all the others, has lifted more people out of poverty over the course of human history than any other system. Well, so I think...
And then here's what she says.
That those things that you talk about, that you discuss, are part of the course of human evolution.
What does that mean? The things you discuss are part of the course of human evolution.
Oh. I was getting caught up in the jazz riffs.
Yeah, they were kind of good. Those were really, really good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss an evening with Styx at the State Farm Center. It is Saturday, March 30. We're giving away tickets every day.
Yes,
wow.
Every day this week.
If you want to be there, you have to come up with the title of this.
I think that's enough.
Really? Yeah. If you know the title of this Styx song, 359-2255, what number?
11. I want to do it a little bit quick so we can get somebody on who knows the name of that song at 359.
Do you think anybody knows? I think it's kind of hard.
Oh, come on.
I mean, really? Not Lady, is it? Come Sail Away? What's the name of this Styx song? 359-2255. If you would like to guess the title of the song from Styx. So just text in the title of this Styx song. I'm not sure I would even know. It's pretty hard. Anybody know? Two free tickets. Okay. No, I didn't hear that. And it doesn't matter because I thought it was too hard. So text in the title of this song. We gave him a little much. It's okay. It's
I
more fun.
I told you.
It's more,
put that down.
It's more fun if more know it. And they might. I guarantee you there's still plenty that don't know that.
Okay.
If you want to try and guess the title of the Styx song, text in or call 359-2255. Good luck.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnership's even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Homeowner, taxpayer, university employee, and a townie. Those words describe Councilman Matthew Gladney. He knows Champaign. He grew up here. He understands the need to improve and maintain neighborhoods and the infrastructure in Champaign. Over the past 4 years, Gladney has worked with our public safety network to face gun problems. Support and vote for Councilman Matthew Gladney on Tuesday, April 2nd.
I'm Angie Bricks, and I serve on the Champaign City Council with Matthew Gladney. Matthew is someone who's very thoughtful. He truly makes an effort to understand the issues. He's willing to meet with people. He goes to a lot of community events to get varying perspectives. At the end of the day, it's not about Matthew, but what's best for the city of Champaign and for the people who live here.
Hi, I'm Councilman Matthew Gladney, and I would appreciate your vote April 2nd. I vow to continue to work hard and make well-informed decisions to keep giving Champaign residents and taxpayers what they need and expect. Vote for me on April 2nd.
Paid for by friends of Matthew Gladney.
Well, whether you want to travel more, move to a warmer climate, invest in a hobby, you have dreams for retirement. Whatever they might be, the experts at Busey Wealth Management recommend saving 10 to 15% of your annual income to help you achieve all that. What's the best savings choice? 401? IRA? Well, 401 is an employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. You can contribute to the plan via payroll deduction. Ask if your employer offers that. An individual retirement account or IRA, the personal retirement savings plan, can complement your employer sponsored retirement savings plan. An IRA offers specific tax benefits as well. Traditional IRAs, the Roth IRAs, Roths are taxed at time of contribution, but earnings can be withdrawn tax-free. With both traditional and Roth, you can open an account anytime. If you're trying to decide between a traditional Roth IRA, utilize the financial calculator in the Resource Center at Busey.com. You can go there, Busey.com, anytime, and you can check it out. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, they're terrific at what they do. Busey, investment products, services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. They have been doing that a long time, and they have 90-plus professionals to help you figure out your game plan for when you retire. Busey, a member FDIC. Okay, it's 8:15.
And this texter did text in number 11 before the slip-up of playing the first words of this song, which is coming soon, Stevie.
Alan, what's the name of the song?
Mr. Wamato.
He couldn't hear that.
Okay.
Sounded like Grand Illusion to me.
Well, we did get a cast of Grand Illusion.
Alan, you win two free ones to Styx. You big Styx fan? You know them?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, buddy, you enjoyed these freebies, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Go on, remove who I am.
See, I was playing Come Sail Away more than I was this.
Right.
This wasn't a big, big hit.
I mean, especially with the fellas.
Was it?
Yeah, and probably, like you said, Guitar Hero and the resurgence of all these
that could be
hair
right.
bands
okay.
and things like that.
Came
so.
Back with Guitar Hero.
Thank you, Alan Weinstein, for calling in from Champaign.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Uh-huh. Give you a chance to win more from Styx tomorrow on the show. 359-2255. You'd like to text in this morning about anything? Let's check sports headlines.
By the way, that show March 30th at the State Farm Center. Illinois Northwestern tomorrow at the United Center in the evening. Iota Sumo, the Illinois freshman guard, got all freshman team. And sophomore Trent Frazier, all Big Ten selection also, getting a tap for sportsmanship, senior Aaron Jordan. So pretty cool to see the Big Ten action starting tomorrow. And we've got Northwestern, I believe, tip off at 8 o'clock.
We need to win that one.
Yep.
They don't have the kid Law. He's their best player. He's not even playing. Mm-hmm. We have to beat.
That's right.
Northwestern.
And you know that hopefully it's the first of five wins. So that would be awesome. And then we'd look at the NCAA tournament and say, yeah, take that.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, but let's go.
Exactly. Bulls and Lakers tonight, Pacers and Knicks, Blackhawks over the Arizona Coyotes, 7-1 yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
You know, here the owner of the New York Knicks, who have won six times this year in New York City, some guy was yelling at the owner of the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden, Madison Square Garden, by the way, receives tax-funded kind of subsidies to help them operate.
Oh.
So the fan yells at the owner. He had the audacity to yell at the owner, sell the team. And he's been kicked out, I think, for life. So a fan yells at the owner who's been, this team is just awful.
Right.
Sell the team, and then the owner said, oh, you want to watch this from home, huh? And he pointed to the security to have him removed and not come back.
I see.
Can you do that?
I guess.
But it's tax-funded. The Madison Square Garden is partly tax-funded by him. That's small ball. That is so bad. If you can't take, sell the team. Reminds me of the time Steve Wellmer, if people remember Big Ten official Steve Wellmer, friend of ours, Kyle, was in the Orange Crush. He was a student at the time. And Steve Wellmer, you know, the officials have the power to put you in your place if you yell improper things.
Okay.
So he walked by Kyle, and Kyle said, nice half, Wellmer. And a minute later, Kyle had handcuffs on. They walked him down the tunnel on the first street.
For nice half?
Nice half, Wellmer. But obviously he was touchy about some of the criticism.
I see.
So we had him handcuffed and removed from than the assembly hall. I didn't.
Okay.
Well, you can say this guy's a troublemaker. The police just doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
But, wow, I didn't know an official could do that.
Right.
Be careful what you say. Here you go with your weather.
Up to 51 with the clouds, 41 hour low tonight. Morning showers, and then windy, high 61, low 55 on Wednesday. Scattered shower chance at 80% on Thursday, high 62, only up to 39 on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 31. ESPN 93.5.
Remember, I asked Rodney Davis about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and he was very complimentary, smart. I mean, if you've got 10,000 people out of work that are her army, they can cause problems.
You're right.
So, tip of the cap to Rodney, smart, smart politician. Okay, ESPN 93.5, going to check your Fox Business Minute. Come right back. We had Janice Dean, senior meteorologist, Fox News, on earlier this morning. We'll play a clip of that coming up as well.
From the Fox Business Network, new numbers are in on the economy that calm concerns about inflation. The consumer price index rose just 0.2% in February. Excluding food and energy, prices rose just 0.1% last month. For the year ending in February, prices are up 1.5%, which is weaker than expected and is considered modest. Honda is redoing a recall of about 1 million cars with Takata airbags. The new recall, revealed in documents from Canadian safety regulators, involves Hondas from 2001 to 2010. The original fix for the Takata airbag problem might not have worked. Chipotle Mexican Grill launches its new loyalty program today. Users receive 10 points per dollar spent and receive a free entree at 1,250 points. CEO Brian Nichols says the company will be watching what you buy so it can remarket Chipotle in the future. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Well, Rob Dahlhaus, see you at home. Congratulations. I know it was a big success, a one winner's night.
Yes, yes, it really was. Thanks for having me on, Stevie.
Well, you bet. Okay, why did it work so well this year, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple different things. One, I mean, the media, really, including you guys, just came out of the woodwork to give a lot of support, a lot of airtime, TV, print, radio waves. It was just amazing. And then also we had, the Champaign County Association of Realtors come behind us this year and raise over $40,000, which
That's
was
awesome.
Just amazing. So,
yeah.
and a lot of support from the faith community as well.
Yeah.
We were able to get into a lot of different churches this year and spread the message of what we're doing.
Tell people what See You at Home is.
Sure. See You at Home is a local 501c3 not-for-profit, and our main mission is to focus on the most vulnerable homeless here in our community, our friends without an address, as we call them. And we do that through, you know, transitional housing. We partner with the city of Champaign Township on a work program to actually give our folks on the street an opportunity to work and get some money. We partner with local churches in the United Way, the CU Men's Emergency Shelter, to provide overnight men's emergency shelter for those in need, as well as street outreach and transportation out of town if the services aren't available here. So just a multitude of things going on at the ministry, and I couldn't be more thankful and humbled by the community support this year. It was just amazing.
How do people find you, Rob? How do they reach out to you?
Absolutely. You can check out our website, www.cuathome.us. That's the letter C, the letter U, @home.us, or anyone can email me. I'd love to take you out, have a cup of coffee, tell you a little bit more about the ministry and the cool stuff we've got going on. You can email me at rob@cuathome.us.
I just wanted to compliment you and KJ, for that matter, for being kind of a therapist of sorts to help people through this challenging chapter of life that they may face in case they need help and they don't have a home, to try to, you know, accept responsibility for where they're at and then take some steps to, you know, kind of get their act together. I think it's great.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. KJ is very good at what she does. We do have a licensed clinical social worker on staff to kind of help navigate the social service system as well. And, you know, you hit it, Diane. There's a lot of empowerment that we give to our folks, helping them understand where they are, where they've been, and where they'd like to go, and how they can, put forth the effort and invest in their own recovery as well. And we help them walk along to do that.
Well, congratulations. See You at Home, one winner's night, a big success. You can help more people. Good work, Rob.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, my friend, Rob Dahlhouse. See you at home. And, again, they have the, where you sleep in a box, they had hundreds of people.
That's right, at the beginning of February, yep. And they just wanted to say thanks to the community.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, ESPN 93.5. Earlier this morning, we talked to senior meteorologist Janice Dean, who's written a book titled Sunny Days, and she's had some ups and downs with Fox News. We'll talk about it next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Unlike some other Democrats in Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says trying to impeach President Trump isn't worth it.
I just don't believe in it. They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
She spoke to CBS on Twitter. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pulling American diplomats and their families out of the embassy in Caracas, Venezuela.
The Venezuelan capital is now in further turmoil with nearly the entire country in a power blackout. Out for 5 days. The State Department brought most of the diplomatic workers home back in January. Pompeo is also blaming Russia and Cuba's continued support of disputed President Nicolas Maduro as a reason why the nation's power infrastructure collapsed.
Fox's Evan Brown. Consumer prices up 0.2% last month, led by higher housing and gasoline costs. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie, brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass, for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams. Find him at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating after an armed robbery that happened near campus. This was Thursday evening. A University of Illinois student reported that someone pushed him, displayed a weapon, and demanded cash and his cell phone. The student turned over the cash and the phone to the suspect, who then took off. It happened in the 100 block of North Gregory Street in Urbana, and the phone was later found in the 300 block of North Lincoln Avenue. There's an open house set for Savoy tonight to learn about a major road construction project and how it'll affect you. The project includes parts of Champaign and Savoy. State workers will be working on a Prospect Avenue project between Windsor Road and Curtis Road. The open house is 5 until 7 o'clock tonight at the First Baptist Church in Savoy. Some of that work includes adding bike lanes and street lighting, widening the streets, and improving the sidewalks. Crews will have to close down Prospect at times. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, looking pretty good this morning, but more clouds. High of 51, low 41 for today. 61 the high tomorrow with some showers expected. Windy conditions, low 55 in the evening. Scattered thunderstorms and wind on Thursday. That's Pi Day on 314.
That would be pi.
Yes.
Like pi r squared.
And I thought it was 311 on Monday yesterday.
Today, yeah, we're both so mathematician.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Ivany would be real proud.
Pi r squared. Yeah.
But you did have the quadratic formula.
I have that, but that's about all. I don't know how to use it.
Okay.
But I can say it.
We're at 31 now on ESPN 93.5.
The Luck of the Irish is with you through Sunday at Houlihan's, with the Irish theme menu featuring corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes. The Reuben is delicious. Houlihan's, giving you the best in Irish fare. Keep those Irish eyes a-smiling. Tuesdays live in the lounge with entertainment from 5:30 to 7:30, plus your half-price bottles of wine on Tuesday, open at 7 a.m. And a great choice for brunch on the weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center at 1st and St. Mary.
Okay, Russell Westbrook, Oklahoma City. Some fan yelled, "Get down on your knees like you're used to." Is
right.
That a reference to slavery or something?
I don't know. Or is it a sexual nature? I'm not sure. But after the game, Russell said, "For me, I'm just not going to continue to take this kind of disrespect for me or my family. I think something should be done."
How do you do that?
There's got to be some consequences for these type of people to the game and do and say whatever they want. I don't think it's fair to the
free
players.
Free speech kind of thing? You paid $80
to
get
right,
in?
That's right.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, he was sitting on the bench. The fan was nearby. A fan behind them rolled some video on the exchange, put it out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Boom, it's viral.
Well, okay, and then you say, well, you shouldn't say that. That's whatever that meant is wrong. And well, who's policing that?
Right. 45-year-old fan Shane Keisel told ESPN it was started off as a fun exchange.
Yeah, he was talking. Westbrook was going to the locker room and it passed by.
And it looks like it started out, ice those knees up. So maybe it was misinterpreted.
Maybe it was, but the point is, how do you police it? You can't do that. I mean, I'm sorry, they're jerks in some cases, and they're saying things they shouldn't say. I don't know exactly what was going on here, but you mean to tell me now we're going to have the speech police? You can't do it. We don't live there. You could do it in another country. But we're able to say bad, stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to say racist things. We're able to say all kinds of things. You can't yell fire in the theater, but you can say stupid, dumb things. I mean, you certainly have both sides doing that. You see, I mean, then you have the left trying to quash the totalitarian style of, you can't say that, I'll get in your face because you're hateful.
Right.
We got to stop the hate so you stop my free speech. You know, that is a slippery slope.
Right.
And then you're yelling, that guy said something about me that disparaged me. Well, it wasn't me. It was him. No,
right,
it wasn't.
Right.
Then you got to go to
be what the fan is saying. He totally misunderstood me.
You have the right to say stupid things. That's free speech. So, we're living in a time where I couldn't go on campus and wear a MAGA hat and start promoting Donald Trump without somebody probably hurting me. That's not right.
You're right.
I ought to be able to have free speech wherever I am, and you ought to be able to just ignore me or call. You can say he's stupid, whatever you deem. If I promote Obama, people would say he's stupid. You can do that. You used to. 359-2255, you want to text in. Let me play a clip from Janice Dean. She was on earlier this morning. I asked her why she wrote the book Sunny Days.
I think it was a book that I wanted to read when I was diagnosed with MS almost 15 years ago. At the time, it was a really dark period for me, having a chronic illness and not knowing really what it was about or what was going to happen to me. I saw a wheelchair in my future. I thought my boyfriend was going to leave me. I thought my career was over. And I wanted to find stories of people that were doing well despite challenges. And I couldn't find a whole lot out there, to be quite honest with you. I was lucky enough that here at Fox, I had someone that was right down the hallway that had also been diagnosed with MS in his life, and that's Neil Cavuto.
Mm.
And so I was able to, go talk to him and get his take on life and what life would be like with a chronic illness. And he is featured in the book as one of my heroes, one of the angels here on earth that I've encountered in my career and in my journey. And so when I look at my life, I wanted to find a book that dealt with challenges in a rich life, but came out with a sunny outlook.
Yeah. Now, Janice Dean, senior meteorologist, Fox and Friends in the Morning, she visited with us, and I looked on the TV, and she's out there doing her thing on the street.
So okay.
She was balancing her book tour with her TV work. So anyway, she talked about Roger Ailes, the genius that created Fox News.
She talked about having MS and fearing that she'd be in a wheelchair doing her job. But coming through some challenges, that's for sure.
She had cosmetic surgery that went bad as well. We didn't get into that.
Oh, wow.
But her life's a pretty big open book there. Anyway, Roger Ailes was very inappropriate to her, too. As talented a man as he was in putting talent together,
mm-hmm.
he was apparently kind of a yo-yo and a jerk
and
when it came to...
unfortunately, kind of the culture we were living in back then.
Well, it's... we see a whole bunch of people falling by the wayside because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just dumb and stupid and insecure and rotten. When
right.
you're in a position of power...
A power struggle.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. It's awful. Anyway, but she did say, he had some good sides, but... bad people generally do have a good side.
That's right.
All right, 8:42.
Brother was at the game. Now, we've referenced a few different games, but said he was right there. They started kicking out fans, even though they said his name. So then I poked around some more, and they were handing out these NBA Code of Conduct cards to different fans on, you know, the type of language to use, comments, gestures.
Well, again. Who's the police here?
Right.
I mean, if I say you're a bum, I can say that.
I mean, maybe you get a warning card, especially if it's foul language.
Well, now, foul language, you F. Okay, all right, I get that.
And then it goes into more depth about talking about family and your kids. It's truly disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful, but it's free speech.
Right.
I mean, you have the right to be stupid. Don't be taking that from me. I'm not going to take it from you.
Okay.
If you want to start that, you don't want to start that. Because, again, the totalitarianism of shutting speech down is very dangerous. You can disagree. It can make you really mad, but you can't stop it in America. Free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Are your car's tires?
And ESPN 93.5.
Another quick text on that topic of Russell Westbrook and the fan. I enjoy the whole thing. Fans and players should be able to go back and forth if they want.
It is certainly... fans yelling at players has been going on a while.
Yeah.
And sometimes managers like Lee Elia from the Chicago Cubs in the 1980s went off at the post game, and you couldn't hear much but the beeps. And I think he called everybody unemployed drunks or something. It was beep, beep. I had to find that. Beep, 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 beep. It was unbelievable.
Well, David's saying, read the back of your ticket. Most of the time, there's print that say you could get kicked out if you have certain behavior.
They do that. If you're going to, I mean, again, what the line is arbitrary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a line.
Right. Josh is saying the scary part is, are you banning hate speech? Where does it go from there? If you give the authority to someone to label anything as hate speech, all speech, specifically what you disagree with,
that's right,
is able to be shut down.
That's what's happening now on campuses.
Mm-hmm.
They call it hate speech when they have somebody with an opinion different than yours is hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong.
That's right. All right, the Illini and Northwestern will go at it tomorrow at the United Center as part of the Big Ten tournament. Io DeSumo, Illinois freshman guard, all freshman team. And we've got honors for sophomore Trent Frazier on all Big Ten selection and a sportsmanship honoree and senior Aaron Jordan. Congratulations to them. On to the NBA and basketball, Pacers and Knicks tonight, along with the Bulls and Lakers going at it. When it comes to NFL news, there's been some free agency things going on for the Bears. Ben Braunecker, a 2-year contract. Looks like Mike Davis from the Seattle Seahawks is locked into the Bears, too. Most recently, I was hearing about linebacker Za'Darius Smith leaving the Ravens for the Packers. Blackhawks over Arizona 7-1 yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah,
see website for license details.
Former Chicago Cub manager, this has been 36 years ago now. Name is Lee Elia, and he got fed up with all the fans. He really got fed up with all the fans. Manager.
We're mired now in a little difficulty. We've got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, rip at every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than
It just went on for like minutes. It was like, he lost it. It was only April, too.
Right.
April. Wow. All right. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day, Stevie.
That's Diane Ducey. Thank you so much. ESPN 93.5, the Jeremy Warner Show is next. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
And now, a quick comparison from...